Sam Bankman-Fried files for a presidential pardon from Trump. Sam Bankman-Fried has formally applied for a presidential pardon from President Trump, according to a Yahoo Finance report posted June 8, 2026. The filing puts the former FTX chief executive, now serving a 25-year prison sentence, back at the center of a debate over how the crypto industry's largest fraud should ultimately be resolved. The application is a request, not a decision. A pardon would require the president to act, and nothing in the report indicates he has signaled how he intends to respond. For now, the news is that the petition exists and has been submitted through formal channels. The case behind the petition: Bankman-Fried was convicted in November 2023 on 7 counts of fraud and conspiracy tied to the November 2022 collapse of FTX and its affiliated trading firm, Alameda Research. Prosecutors showed that customer deposits held on the exchange were funneled to Alameda and spent on investments, real estate, and political donations. In March 2024, he was sentenced to 25 years in federal prison and ordered to forfeit roughly $11 billion. FTX's failure left more than 1 million creditors and a hole that ran into the billions of dollars. The bankruptcy estate has since recovered a large share of customer funds, helped by the recovery in asset prices since 2022, but the recoveries do not undo the conviction. A pardon would. That is the weight behind a one-line news item. This is not a procedural appeal arguing the trial was unfair. It is a request to set the punishment aside entirely. A custodial collapse, revisited for crypto users, FTX is the reference point for what happens when funds sit with a third party that fails. Customers who treated the exchange as a place to store assets discovered, after the freeze, that their balances were claims in a bankruptcy rather than money they controlled. The lesson hardened a distinction that still shapes how people hold crypto today. An asset on a custodial platform is only as safe as the platform holding it. That distinction matters for anyone funding spending through a centralized provider. A custodial card balance, an exchange wallet, or any account where a company holds the keys carries the same counterparty exposure that FTX exposed in 2022. Cards built around spending from your own wallet avoid that specific failure mode because there is no intermediary that can freeze or lose the balance. The trade-off is that self-custody puts key management on the user. Neither model is risk-free, but they fail in different ways, and FTX is the clearest example of how the custodial path can fail. The pardon question lands in a charged moment. The petition arrives while crypto is already under pressure. Bitcoin traded near $63,804 as of June 8, 2026, up 2.8% on the day, but down roughly 10.6% over the prior week, and the Fear and Greed Index sat at 16, deep in extreme fear territory. Ether was around 1693 and Solana near 67. The market backdrop does not change the legal facts, but it shapes the reception. A pardon debate reopens questions about accountability at a time when sentiment is fragile. A pardon would also carry symbolic force well beyond one defendant. Bankman-Fried became, fairly or not, the face of crypto's accountability reckoning. His conviction was treated by many in the industry as evidence that fraud at scale would be prosecuted regardless of the technology involved. Reversing it through executive clemency would send a different signal, and reactions are likely to split sharply along those lines. The realistic read-a-filed pardon application is a low-probability event by default. The vast majority of petitions are denied or never acted on, and high-profile financial crime convictions rarely see clemency. The news here is the request and the conversation it forces, not an outcome. What to watch is whether the White House responds at all, and whether the application draws comment from FTX creditors or the prosecutors who built the case. Until then, the situation is unchanged in substance. Bankman-Fried remains convicted, remains sentenced to 25 years, and has now asked to be excused from it. This article will be updated if the administration signals a position.